Debate over the immigration overhaul has found its way to the vast open spaces of Wyoming. Here, Peruvian guest workers on H-2A visas tend thousands of sheep. These shepherds make just $750 a month to be on the job around the clock, usually alone for months on end. That's around half of what other agricultural guest workers make, because sheep ranchers receive a special exemption from minimum wage requirements. Ranchers say it's needed in order to save this small, struggling American industry, but worker rights advocates say it's exploitation. Wyoming Public Radio's Sarah Hosseini reports.
At the O'Toole Sheep Ranch on the sagebrush-dotted hills of south central Wyoming, spring means a few weeks every year when everyone is together in one place.
Listo?
Ready,
yeah, let's move!
Okay, thank you.
Dark lightning clouds loom overhead, adding to the rush to finish shearing before the baby lambs are due next week. Then, the herders will each set out on a migration across a variety of landscapes, with just their dogs, a horse, a camper, and the sheep under their charge.
Here you're alone for 3 years. You have to do what's necessary for your kids.
Antonio Vasualdo Solarzano has worked here for 8 years. On his wages as a guest worker, he's put a sister through medical school, a brother through law school, and supported 7 children. Nevertheless, the years away do take a toll on the family.
I was teasing him because he's been married 3 times and he's single now. And we were saying, oh, Pat and I need to go to Peru to visit his family. And I said, oh, don't worry, we'll go for your next wedding. And he said, no, I'm not getting married again.
Rancher Sharon O'Toole and her husband Pat seem to have a good rapport with their herders. But not all herders feel so at ease with their employers. Wyoming Legal Services lawyer Valerie Schoenberger has represented several of them.
They are very isolated. Geographically, there's the language barrier. All those things make them probably the most vulnerable workers in the state.
Freddy Palomino was one such worker. Though his employer brought him on an H-2A sheep herding visa, he was employed primarily as a ranch mechanic, 10 to 11 hours a day, 6 days a week.
It's funny. When I came here and I saw my boss's house, he had a nice house. And I was kind of excited. And I was going to unload my suitcase. And he said, wait, don't do that. And when he took me behind their house they had for the workers, sheep comes there. I barely could even fit there, even to walk. Nothing was working there. The fridge or nothing like that was working.
Freddie's uncle and stepdad also had bad experiences.
They didn't have food sometimes for a week. And they called me saying, hey, can you call to our boss? And we don't have food. And then I called his boss. It was like more than 4 or 5 times.
Through legal services, they eventually got involved with the Department of Labor. Freddie says they brought food a few times and forced his uncle's employer to pay back wages. Former Wyoming Department of Workforce Services specialist Heather Ondo says the department's on-the-ground supervision of the H-2A program consists of housing inspections once every 3 years. Ondo says law enforcement once called her to remove 2 herders from an abusive rancher, and she says she believes mistreatment of foreign guest workers is widespread. But Ondo says it's difficult to verify anything during inspections when she rarely sees herders.
We're there for a short period of time. Everything seems to be of code and kosher, so to speak, so then we go about our merry ways.
Ondo notes that American workers don't want these jobs.
There's not a lot of inquiry from the local community for them. Most people don't want to go to work 7 days a week for 24 hours a day for $750 a month. I had one inquiry, and the gentleman was utterly appalled, and that was it.
Sheep Industry Association Director Peter Orwick says industry exemptions for minimum wage, housing, and other requirements, known as special procedures, are keeping the $1.6 billion sheep business afloat.
Lamb is one of the very few meats that are free traded in America. A lot of agriculture either has price supports or protection from imports. The U.S. sheep industry is successful without either of those.
In fact, Orwick says other agricultural enterprises want to use the sheep industry as a model.
The sheep industry is essentially the only portion of agriculture that has almost entirely legal and documented workforce.
With rising feed costs, program fees, and import competition, many ranchers say they would have to quit sheep altogether if they had to pay more for labor. Advocates say they're crying wolf, citing that most agree that hasn't happened in California, where herder wages increased over $1,400 per month and sheep production remains strong. With a new immigration proposal making its rounds in the U.S. Senate, Adrian DeVartanian of Farmworker Justice says sheep herders may soon be able to earn long-term residency, change employers, and sue under federal court. But so far, special procedures remain.
This was compromise legislation. So there are, you know, concessions on the part of farm workers or concessions on the part of employers. And we certainly have a lot of concerns about the sheep herding program. But it's not clear that that's going to change.
As the dollar continues to fall against the Peruvian sol, Shepherd Antonio says he hopes that sheep herder wages will be part of the national conversation.
It's important, no? Because there are times a herder thinks he is so forgotten.
Meanwhile, industry is hoping that any new visa program will codify things as they are. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Sarah Hosseini.